Hello, good morning.
How's it going, man?
Good, how are you?
Doing really well.
All right, how was FYF for you?
It was a lot of fun. It was the second show of our tour, and went off with a bang.
Nice. Are you excited to be back at it?
Oh, yeah, man. It's, I think, about a year off making the record, and so, yeah, it's nice to get up in front of people and play the stuff.
Well, welcome back to KCRW, and you look poised with a guitar in your hand.
Yeah, ready to go.
Are you? Okay, it's Washed Out live on KCRW. We are floating in space with Washed Out live in studio here at KCRW, or I should say floating in the paracosm. That's the title track right there for the new album from Washed Out. Paracosm is actually defined, it's in the dictionary, as a prolonged fantasy world invented by children, which can have a definite geography and language and history. That is paracosm. Ernest, I wanted to ask you, it seems that you have a very strong sense of your aesthetic, and you know that's so clear in the music. And right from the start of the CD, the piece Entrance really invites people into your world.
Exactly, that was the idea for sure. I mean, my favorite records are the ones that kind of take you on a journey, and you know, definitely make sense from beginning to end in that way. So yeah, my idea, I had a lot of kind of vague themes starting out working on the record, and one of them was kind of the power of daydreams. And for me, the Entrance is kind of just, like you said, bringing the listener into that daydream world. And when it all feels right, finally kind of hits, you know, all of a sudden technicolor glory, you know, like, and then you're in the space, you know, so.
Well, you know, it seems if your first album Within and Without was dreamy, slow jam, baby making music, Paracosm, the children have come out to play.
That's cool. Yeah. I always thought of Within and Without as like more nocturnal sounding. There's a lot more kind of colder synth textures.
Sure.
Where this record feels much more like the daytime, very warm. And
yeah. Well, what else was different this time with your second album?
Well, we toured for a couple years for Within and Without, and we're so busy that I really didn't have much of a chance to kind of work on any new material. And so as soon as we finished the last tour, we were doing a tour with the Shins on the West Coast right at the end of October. I think I took a week off and started working, and I think the band thing, doing that for 2 years, had definitely kind of been a big step forward, and I wanted to kind of serve that a little bit more with the record and make it a little bit easier to kind of transition into playing this stuff live, because that's what I had a hard time with initially. You know, I was writing songs in my bedroom, very sequenced, sample-based stuff, and all of a sudden I'm supposed to perform in front of 8,000 people, you know, like last night. It's sometimes a challenge, so, but this new stuff, it's a lot easier.
Well, yeah, it feels like you've involved you know, live instrumentation into the process, but I'm sure it's a challenge to strike the balance in terms of, you know, what people expect from you.
Definitely.
And you know, also just allowing for a new energy and live instruments.
Totally. Well, I never, you know, want to make the same record over again. But that said, I also want to have a kind of thread connecting everything that I do. So yeah, that was the challenge with this record, was bringing in some of the acoustic sounds, the more orchestral sounds, and you know, balancing it with, you know, my electronic background. So hopefully they kind of meet in the middle and work together in that way.
Well, it's exciting to see where you're going, and I have to say, with It All Feels Right, I almost feel like it's a country western song. I don't know why, I just get that sense, like, this could, wait a second.
Yeah, it's funny, when we were working on it in the studio, we didn't know really what it was, you know. A lot of people have thrown out kind of tropical kind of vibes, but we never thought that at all. But that's kind of an exciting thing too. You know, it doesn't fit in any one box.
Sure. Yeah. Well, also, you know, having the sense of your live show and seeing you last night, it feels like it's happy music. You know, it's you're really inviting everyone to the party,
and
you know, you did that live. You were very much like everyone, you know. Constant, and through the show, you're encouraging people to sing along,
well,
to get
I feel
up.
Like, I mean, that's what festivals are all about. You know, it's a lot of people together, this open space. And it's been great. Like, a lot of these new songs are kind of written for those moments, unlike, you know, some of the stuff I've done in the past, as I was saying before. Last night was the second show, and just seeing how people were responding to everything is really cool.
What was that second song you played? Because you said from the stage, you said, that was actually the first Washed Out song ever.
Oh, yeah, Belong. We're going to play that later, too, I think. But
man, that was cool. That was like a funk jam.
It's one of the first, like, Washed Out jams at the end of the song, which I think we might try to do later.
But, cool. I hope so. Oh, okay, excellent. Well, we should get into your second set, but I wanted to draw people's attention to the CD itself, because I know a lot of people are into, you know, the online thing, digital music, but I really appreciate when an artist has a complete aesthetic that extends to the physical object. Yeah. And this is really nice. I mean, there's a beautiful floral pattern on the cover. There's a really nice photograph of you on the inside. It's just nice, you know, well done art.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, again, for me, I was hoping that everything would connect, like you're talking about, like our live show. We have tons of floral stuff hanging everywhere, and again, inviting the listener kind of into our world.
Cool, man. Well, for those who missed you at FYF last night, can you say that there's any show in Southern California that's on the books or official?
I'm not sure. I think we're doing a festival in Sacramento.
That's not really close.
Yeah, I think we're not coming back until maybe late this year or early next year.
Okay, well, we'll keep people posted. And we do have copies of the CD Paracosm to give away in a few minutes, so we will get to that. But let's head into your second set. Ernest Green is here, Washed Out, live on KCRW.
I can see your face on the wall. I hear your voice and I call. I feel the wind moving on. Can't raise myself.
In my mind,
That's Washed Out, live on KCRW today. We've got 5 autographed copies of the new CD, Paracosm, for our KCRW members. So if you have not won a giveaway from us in the past 90 days, feel free to call us if you'd like a copy at 877-600-KCRW. That's 877-600-5279. These autographed CDs available to our current members only, first come, first served basis. They're non-transferable. Well, Ernest, all the best on your tour that you're off on now in support of this album.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
And you're going to do the song that we spoke about before?
Yeah, Belong, one of the first Washed Out songs. It was initially released on a cassette tape, believe it or not.
Nice. Well, good to see you, and all the best.
Thanks for having us.